This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
TJ's oldest daughter wants to get married. My oldest daughter wants to get married. We've talked about the proposals on the air. Mine's like, hey, things are coming up. We want a destination wedding, Dad. We only got so much money. I only got so much money. Then the best man doesn't have a passport. I'm like, well, that's the easier part. Go get the passport already. You know, so we've got all kind of confusion what's going to happen. It might be pushed off to 2026. We'll see. Things are just moving.
Mine is
where I thought it was locked in.
Total opposite. My daughter does not want to be engaged. They made it clear they did not want a long engagement.
Okay.
I go, well, you know what that means? Small wedding or you guys elope. There's an elopement with like six people there. His parents, your parents, and a couple grandparents.
That's it?
And that is it. And she's trying to make this work to where there's like 50 people, but she has a venue, but everybody can stay and play. And I'm like, it's going to be too expensive.
Yeah.
She's looking for this Pinterest thing and she doesn't want to make anyone mad in South Dakota by not inviting the cousins or whatever. I go, people are going to have to understand you guys live away from the state that all families in, like everybody's going to have to travel for this. So, you know, and you guys are broke. We know that. You're broke right now, so you're just going to have to do what you can afford. And it's just been like talking.
Because she's in Boston right now. Went
she's
there
in
to
Boston,
college
yeah.
after the Air Force. And there's great venues in Boston or themes. Do you think they have anything in common? Like to go out on a boat. Go to a lighthouse.
I've looked at those.
You know, things like that.
I have been shooting her like little links to things that I find. And I told her, I was like, stop me if it's becoming overwhelming. Because to me, I'm looking for affordable,
mm-hmm.
cozy, and affordable. Like cool. That's...
Well, you want to have a great memory of the day.
But what I'm expressing to her, which I think a lot of folks when they're engaged don't get, is that it's about the two of you. Don't worry about his cousins and his blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about your side of the family. This day is about you two. You two do what you want to do and then invite your parents or what you can afford. But don't worry about everybody else.
I agree 100%. It's your day. Go with your theme or small, intimate, whatever you want. I had one in Vegas that everyone had to wear roller skates, and then disco is playing, and there's the disco ball.
Oh my gosh. Fun.
Because they love roller skates. That was a big problem for Mr. I can't roller skate. I just hung out by the bar. They're like, you haven't moved. I'm like, I'm not good on skates. I'm going down if I get off this bar.
Please tell me somebody was dressed up as Olivia Newton-John
yes.
and singing Xanadu.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a fun one. It was really a great theme, and it was their theme. It wasn't mine, because right. I'm bad at roller skating, but right. I enjoyed everybody dressing up.
You know, like they do with the kids, they could have tightened your skates. If you went and sat up on the little area there, they would have tightened up your skates. So.
I wish someone would have suggested that. But I had fun at the bar and never moved. I mean, theme weddings.
Themes
what's like?
Are, yeah, what they have in common.
Mm, yeah.
They both love to hike, but I
okay.
don't know.
Have it out in the woods?
That'd be a cheap venue right there.
Forestry.
Yeah.
Wedding, that's a theme. Hey, it's your day, like you said. Yeah. What's some of the best theme weddings you've ever been to? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. TJ and my oldest daughter are both getting married. Ideas are being thrown around. Wedding themes are being thrown around. Emily, you did what you could at the time, huh? What was the theme?
We have a flowery theme. where we picked a local park, and this was, everybody had COVID at the time. So we picked a local park, and it ended up being myself, my now husband, and the priest, and my grandparents. That was it.
Small, intimate, COVID. Yeah, it was a thing. A lot of weddings got canceled, and you had a nice open space. It's an incredible memory. You guys did what you wanted to do, huh?
And it was the only day in the month of May that it didn't rain.
Aww,
that year.
Too cool. Thank you so much for sharing it. Have you ever thought of maybe renewing your vows and doing something bigger now that things are better?
Now that we have 4 children, we're going to do just that.
Okay. Maybe do it at a theme park. Maybe do it at Disney, you know, so the kids are having fun.
No, we're going to go to the same park because the kids also like that park.
Oh, heck yeah. They got the monkey bars, the swings, yeah. The slide. It's going to be a great
Why
wedding.
We got to go to Disney. We got the park.
Yeah. I love it.
Right.
If anyone did a moonshine wedding theme after hearing Lainey Wilson there. One of the best ones I DJed was a game show theme because they said they weren't big dancers. So we played game shows like Family Feud,
what?
Match Game.
That's great.
People loved it because it was during COVID too. And they had 15 people coming from Milwaukee, 15 people coming from Missouri. It was Missouri versus Milwaukee. And they had a blast. It was a cool, really cool theme.
Great idea.
It really was.
We did that at my cousin's wedding. We did trivia. Same thing. It was during COVID. You were not allowed to dance. So I was like in my seat, moving around as much as I could. But we did trivia about the bride and groom. In lieu of dancing.
And it was still as fun.
It was a blast, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, get creative. And there are no rules in weddings anymore.
Right.
You don't have to do all those old school formal weddings. Do what you want. And if it's to have fun by playing games, why not? And let us know what your wedding theme was. 585-252-WBEE.
Kathy says Halloween costumes. We had Halloween theme. Now, I've gone to one of those. And that is fun for the guests. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Great pictures.
It was awesome. It was great.
All right. Did they have little candy on the table too and stuff like that?
Oh, they had. It was Halloween everything.
Yeah, everything.
And so we all got like little jack-o'-lanterns with their initials on
it. Oh, awesome.
And he was Batman. It was so cute.
Too cool.
And it was all because they have such a huge sense of humor that they really did not want it to be stuffy at all. So they went all away from anything traditional.
I love it.
Michelle said that she went to a pajama party wedding once. Now, if I was invited to a pajama party wedding, it would be the perfect excuse to buy one of those like long, dramatic robes that have like the feathers around the cuffs and the long train.
Like in the 20s when they used to answer the doors or whatever, like, hello.
Or,
what are you doing here? And then you can wear those heeled flip-flops that they always had on.
Yes, the little pom-poms on the top. Somebody have a pajama party wedding and invite me, please.
You know, it's so funny how we're all so different with our personalities. You said robes. The first thing that came to mind was wrestling. Ric Flair. Woo!
Oh, man.
He always had a robe. And they were like $3,000 to $5,000 to $8,000. At least he claimed they were. But they had the rhinestone. So you said robe. I'm like, oh, a wrestling theme. Okay. No, okay. That's just
I mean,
my.
You can wear that if you want.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are sports themes, though.
Yeah.
On our Facebook, Megan says, we had a New York Yankees theme. Each table was a number of our favorite player. We had peanuts, Cracker Jacks at each table. Love it. Entrance theme was New York parents, Empire State of Mind for the bridal party, and Enter the Sandman for my husband because his favorite player was Mariano Rivera, and that's what they played when he came out of the bullpen.
Okay.
Love that theme. They put some thought into that. We got more wedding themes coming up. Jermaine Morning Coffee Club, we're talking wedding themes. This one just came in on a Donuts Delight text line. I love this. They got married in Thousand Islands. Wedding reception was on a tour boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped off, got married on one of the islands. Then the dancing party was back on the tour boat as they toured around.
Nice.
That's a neat idea.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Your excursion was your own wedding. That's great.
Thank you for sharing. More coming up. 92.5 WBEE. You know, country themes for a wedding are a pretty good idea. You got the haystacks everywhere. Everybody's wearing boots and the hats. And instead of maybe throwing the the garter, you're lassoing people, having some fun with that. We are talking wedding themes. It's TJ Bow and producer Hope, your B-Morning Coffee Club. Laura just jumped on our Donut Slide text line. She goes, my nephew's getting married in Pittsburgh this weekend, and the elders are pressuring them to do it real formal and proper, like way back in the day.
Yeah, traditional.
And the kids aren't having fun. So Laura's like, do your own thing. I'm just going to break the rules down there. It's too stuffy coming. It's not the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
life is too serious for you to not be able to enjoy the one day that you're super invested in. This one said, thank God my two sons chose to have intimate, affordable weddings. My oldest lives in Canada and had 22 people total. Very intimate, family only. The other son lives in Boston, where my daughter lives. They rented an Airbnb in Cape Cod where both families stayed in the huge home. We all split the cost of the house. Everybody was assigned a meal, cleanup. The bride's sister did the ceremony. A friend played guitar for the ceremony. And we all just kind of did centerpieces. We enjoyed each other's company. It was very, very reasonable and absolutely gorgeous.
You going to share that one with your daughter?
Yes, okay. Sir. I am thinking that is a perfect idea.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you for sharing your wedding themes with us.
It's a great idea.
This texter said, we had a Disney theme. People sat at Disney couples' tables. Cocktail hour was all Disney music. Centerpieces were themed from Princess and the Frog.
Aww.
I can see that happening with Hope, right?
Well, she is a princess. What Disney princess theme would you have?
Ooh, probably...
Can't I do them all, Bo?
Why
are you pushing me in the corner?
I can't be forced to pick just one. I mean, Mermaid and Cinderella. Can't we have it all?
Wait a second. Let me help you here, Hope, because you obviously can't just pick one. Why don't you do costume changes for your wedding?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You think that I'm going to be in one outfit for the entire day? Psh, please.
Stop the music, DJ. This is my fourth Princess of the Night theme dress I'm wearing. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We definitely do things a little different around here. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. And on this Confession Thursday, I want you to think about this. Do you have coworkers you appreciate that help you throughout the day? I don't compliment you ladies enough. TJ, you're the funniest co-host I've ever been on the radio with.
Wow.
Seriously, you are.
How nice.
And Hope, with less than a year of radio experience, you're fearless and you'll go do anything. Just look at our social, our Facebook, singing on the top of rooftops she was yesterday.
Yeah, she's fully commits. She's 110% for sure.
And George Mason grad, very proud of it. There's college nights at different malls this week. So we decided with your singing skills and your George Mason pride as alumni, let's go meet the George Mason person. There's tables. We were at the marketplace last night.
Okay.
It was like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
all these tables.
Like college night.
College night, there. And we spot the George Mason. I go, okay, do your thing. And here she comes up, and I'm videotaping it, and she starts singing the fight song. And this guy's like, what? He was shocked.
He didn't even know the words.
Yeah.
He was like, I just started working here 2 years ago. I was like, 2 years ago?
Oh, my gosh.
Sir, you're going to learn it today.
Oh, you got into your head voice with him?
Oh,
of
course.
Boy.
Yeah.
Were you wearing all your George Mason stuff?
Well, I had my George Mason hat.
Okay.
I had George Mason shirt.
So that's a yes.
George Mason sweatpants.
Okay.
And now guess what she has? A George Mason flag. He rewarded her a flag because she did so good singing in front of everybody.
I was singing. I was doing the coordinated dance that goes with the song.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that actually became an issue because then other colleges that were there got a little jealous.
Oh, I'm sure.
The guy right next door, Gannon University.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, where's my fight song? Easy. Easy. We're not done here. You're jumping a gun, buddy. We didn't really have a Gannon fight song. And then as we're walking away, we're done wrapping up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
TJ's oldest daughter wants to get married. My oldest daughter wants to get married. We've talked about the proposals on the air. Mine's like, hey, things are coming up. We want a destination wedding, Dad. We only got so much money. I only got so much money. Then the best man doesn't have a passport. I'm like, well, that's the easier part. Go get the passport already. You know, so we've got all kind of confusion what's going to happen. It might be pushed off to 2026. We'll see. Things are just moving.
Mine is
where I thought it was locked in.
Total opposite. My daughter does not want to be engaged. They made it clear they did not want a long engagement.
Okay.
I go, well, you know what that means? Small wedding or you guys elope. There's an elopement with like six people there. His parents, your parents, and a couple grandparents.
That's it?
And that is it. And she's trying to make this work to where there's like 50 people, but she has a venue, but everybody can stay and play. And I'm like, it's going to be too expensive.
Yeah.
She's looking for this Pinterest thing and she doesn't want to make anyone mad in South Dakota by not inviting the cousins or whatever. I go, people are going to have to understand you guys live away from the state that all families in, like everybody's going to have to travel for this. So, you know, and you guys are broke. We know that. You're broke right now, so you're just going to have to do what you can afford. And it's just been like talking.
Because she's in Boston right now.
She's in college.
After the Air Force. And there's great venues in Boston or themes. Do you think they have anything in common? Like to go out on a boat. Go to a lighthouse.
I've looked at those.
You know, things like that.
I have been shooting her like little links to things that I find. And I told her, I was like, stop me if it's becoming overwhelming. Because to me, I'm looking for affordable, cozy, and affordable. Like that's...
Well, you want them to have a great memory of the day.
But what I'm expressing to her, which I think a lot of folks when they're engaged don't get, is that it's about the two of you. Don't worry about his cousins and his blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about your side of the family. This day is about you two. You two do what you want to do and then invite your parents or what you can afford. But don't worry about everybody else.
I agree 100%. It's your day. Go with your theme or small, intimate, whatever you want. I had one in Vegas that everyone had to wear roller skates, and then disco is playing, and there's the disco ball.
Oh my gosh. Fun.
Because they love roller skates. That was a big problem for Mr. I can't roller skate. I just hung out by the bar. They're like, you haven't moved. I'm like, I'm not good on skates. I'm going down if I get off this bar.
Please tell me somebody was dressed up as Olivia Newton-John
yes.
and singing Xanadu. Please tell me.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a fun one. It was really a great theme, and it was their theme. It wasn't mine, because right. I'm bad at roller skating, but I enjoyed everybody dressing up.
You know, like they do with the kids, they could have tightened your skates. If you went and sat up on the little area there, they would have tightened up your skates. So.
I wish someone would have suggested that. But I had fun at the bar and never moved. I mean, theme weddings.
What they have in common.
Yeah.
They both love to hike, but I don't know.
Have it out in the woods?
That'd be a cheap venue right there.
Forestry?
Yeah.
Wedding, that's a theme. Hey, it's your day, like you said. Yeah. What's some of the best theme weddings you've ever been to? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. TJ and my oldest daughter are both getting married. Ideas are being thrown around. Wedding themes are being thrown around. Emily, you did what you could at the time, huh? What was the theme?
We had a flowery theme where we picked a local park. And this was, everybody had COVID at the time. So we picked a local park, and it ended up being myself, my now husband, and the priest, and my grandparents. That was it.
Small, intimate, COVID. Yeah, it was a thing. A lot of weddings got canceled, and you had a nice open space. It's an incredible memory. You guys did what you wanted to do, huh?
And it was the only day in the month of May that it didn't rain that year.
Too cool. Thank you so much for sharing it. Have you ever thought of maybe renewing your vows and doing something bigger now that things are better?
Now that we have four children, we're going to do just that.
Okay. Maybe do it at a theme park. Maybe do it at Disney, you know, so the kids are having fun.
No, we're going to go to the same park because the kids also like that park.
Oh, heck yeah. They got the monkey bars, the swings, yeah. The slide. It's going to be a great
Why
wedding.
We got to go to Disney. We got the park.
Yeah. I love it. Right. If anyone did a moonshine wedding theme after hearing Lainey Wilson there. One of the best ones I DJed was a game show theme because they said they weren't big dancers. So we played game shows like Family Feud,
what?
Match Game.
That's great.
People loved it because it was during COVID too. And they had 15 people coming from Milwaukee, 15 people coming from Missouri. It was Missouri versus Milwaukee. And they had a blast. It was a cool, really cool theme.
Great idea.
It really was.
We did that at my cousin's wedding. We did trivia. Same thing. It was during COVID. You were not allowed to dance. So I was like in my seat moving around as much as I could. But we did trivia about the bride and groom. In lieu of dancing.
And it was still as fun.
It was a blast, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, get creative. And there are no rules in weddings anymore. Right. You don't have to do all those old school formal weddings. Do what you want. And if it's to have fun by playing games, why not? And let us know what your wedding theme was. 585-252-WBEE.
Kathy says Halloween costumes. We had Halloween theme. Now, I've gone to one of those. And that is fun for the guests. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Great pictures.
It was awesome. It was great.
All right. Did they have little candy on the table too and stuff like that?
Oh, they had. It was Halloween everything.
Yeah, everything.
And so we all got like little jack-o'-lanterns with their initials on
Oh,
it.
Awesome.
And he was Batman. It was so cute.
Too cool.
And it was all because they have such a huge sense of humor that they really did not want it to be stuffy at all. So they went all away from anything traditional.
I love it.
Michelle said that she went to a pajama party wedding once. Now, if I was invited to a pajama party wedding, it would be the perfect excuse to buy one of those like long, dramatic robes that have like the feathers around the cuffs and the long train.
Like in the 20s when they used to answer the doors or whatever, like, hello. What are you doing here? And then you can wear those heeled flip-flops that they always had on.
Yes, the little pom-poms on the top. Somebody have a pajama party wedding and invite me, please.
You know, it's so funny how we're all so different with our personalities. You said robes. The first thing that came to mind was wrestling. Ric Flair. Woo!
Oh, man.
He always had a robe, and they were like $3,000 to $5,000 to $8,000. At least he claimed they were. But they had the rhinestone. So you said robe. I'm like, oh, a wrestling theme. Okay. No, okay. That's just my.
You can wear that if you want.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are sports themes, though.
Yeah.
On our Facebook, Megan says we had a New York Yankees theme. Each table was a number of our favorite player. We had peanuts, Cracker Jacks at each table. Love it. Entrance theme was New York, New York parents, Empire State of Mind for the bridal party, and Enter the Sandman for my husband because his favorite player was Mariano Rivera, and that's what they played when he came out of the bullpen.
Okay.
Love that theme. They put some thought into that. We got more wedding themes coming up. Three Morning Coffee Club, we're talking wedding themes. This one just came in on a Donuts Delight text line. I love this. They got married in Thousand Islands. Wedding reception was on a tour boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped off, got married on one of the islands. Then the dancing party was back on the tour boat as they toured around.
Nice.
That's a neat idea.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Your excursion was your own wedding. That's great.
Thank you for sharing. More coming up. 92.5 WBEE. You know, country themes for a wedding are a pretty good idea. You got the haystacks everywhere. Everybody's wearing boots and the hats. And instead of maybe throwing the garter, you're lassoing people, having some fun with that. We are talking wedding themes. It's TJ Bowe and Producer Hope, your B-Morning Coffee Club. Laura just jumped on our Donuts Light text line. She goes, my nephew's getting married in Pittsburgh this weekend, and the elders are pressuring them to do it real formal and proper, like way back in the day.
Yeah, traditional.
And the kids aren't having fun. So Laura's like, do your own thing. I'm just going to break the rules down there. It's too stuffy coming up. It's not the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
life is too serious for you to not be able to enjoy the one day that you're super invested in. This one said, thank God my two sons chose to have intimate, affordable weddings. My oldest lives in Canada. and had 22 people total. Very intimate, family only. The other son lives in Boston, where my daughter lives. They rented an Airbnb in Cape Cod where both families stayed in a huge home. We all split the cost of the house. Everybody was assigned a meal, cleanup. The bride's sister did the ceremony. A friend played guitar for the ceremony. And we all just kind of did centerpieces. We enjoyed each other's company. It was very, very reasonable and absolutely gorgeous.
You going to share that one with your daughter?
Yes, okay. Sir. I am thinking that is a perfect idea.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you for sharing your wedding themes with us.
It's a great idea.
This texter said, we had a Disney theme. People sat at Disney couples' tables. Cocktail hour was all Disney music. Centerpieces were themed from Princess and the Frog.
Aww.
I can see that happening with Hope, right?
Well, she is a princess. What Disney princess theme would you have?
Ooh, probably.
Can't I do them all, Bo?
Why
are you pushing me in the corner?
I can't be forced to pick just one. I mean, Mermaid and Cinderella. Can't we have it all?
Wait a second. Let me help you here, Hope, because you obviously can't just pick one. Why don't you do costume changes for your wedding?
Oh, yeah. You think that I'm going to be in one outfit for the entire day? Psh, please.
Stop the music, DJ. This is my fourth Princess of the Night theme dress I'm wearing. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We definitely do things a little different around here. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. And on this Confession Thursday, I want you to think about this. Do you have coworkers you appreciate that help you throughout the day? I don't compliment you ladies enough. TJ, you're the funniest co-host I've ever been on the radio with.
Wow.
Seriously, you are.
How nice.
And Hope, with less than a year of radio experience, you're fearless and you'll go do anything. Like, just look at our social, our Facebook, singing on the top of rooftops she was yesterday.
Yeah, she's fully commits. She's 110% for sure.
And George Mason grad, very proud of it. There's college nights at different malls this week. So we decided, with your singing skills and your George Mason pride as alumni, let's go meet the George Mason person. There's tables. We were at the marketplace last night.
Okay.
It was like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
all these tables.
Like college night.
College night, there. And we spot the George Mason. I go, okay, do your thing. And here she comes up, and I'm videotaping it, and she starts singing the fight song. And this guy's like, what? He was shocked.
He didn't even know the words.
Yeah.
He was like, I just started working here 2 years ago. I was like, 2 years ago?
Oh, my gosh.
Sir, you're going to learn it today.
Oh, you got into your head voice with him?
Oh,
of
course.
Yeah.
Were you wearing all your George Mason stuff?
Well, I had my George Mason hat.
Okay.
I had George Mason shirt.
So that's a yes.
George Mason sweatpants.
Okay.
And now guess what she has? A George Mason flag. He rewarded her a flag because she did so good singing in front of everybody.
I was singing. I was doing the coordinated dance that goes with the song.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that actually became an issue because then other colleges that were there got a little jealous.
Oh, I'm sure.
The guy right next door, Gannon University.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, where's my fight song? Easy. Easy. We're not done here. You're jumping a gun, buddy. We didn't really have a Gannon fight song. And then as we're walking away, we're done wrapping up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.